I was reading the New York Post yesterday. We read it every day. And in the middle of the paper, they had this large pullout section. And they were talking about this being the 30-year anniversary of Goodfellas. And I told you the story about good-looking Vin and Anne-Marie DiPaolo and the whole thing. Yeah, yeah. And who knew that 30 years later it would become what it has become, which is, you know, you could argue all day, Godfather, Goodfellas, doesn't matter. They were both amazing in different eras. And it's turned out to be an unbelievable classic. And one of the great roles in that movie was Lorraine Bracco's role, Karen, Henry Hill's wife. She was brilliant. And then, of course, she went on to become Dr. Melfi on The Sopranos. She was brilliant there, too. And I see Lorraine quite a bit. I used to, at least before COVID, at events all over the city. Joining us live this morning, celebrating 30 years of Goodfellas, Bernard, our friend Lorraine Bracco. Good morning, Lorraine.
Hello, Lorraine.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning to you. You know, this is such an obligatory, lame question. So let me get that out of the way right away, Lorraine. But does it feel like 30 years?
Ooh, no.
Hell no.
No, I honestly, I still think I'm 16, but, you know, that's long gone.
Yeah. No, I know. Yes.
No, you were actually nominated for an Oscar for that best supporting actress in a movie. Were you not back in 1991, I believe?
I was.
Yeah. But look, so you're an Oscar-nominated actress. It's been 30 years. And, and you've had much success in the intervening years. But, so how do you feel? I mean, do you stay in touch with the guys or, from Goodfellas, Ray Liotta, excuse me. Any of these guys?
I like you guys, I see you out and about.
Right.
And I see Ray out and about or Robert out and about and Debbie Mazar out and about. And I've stayed close to my Soprano cast. I really have. It's I think, very unusual, but we have stayed very close. And I think maybe because of, the passing of Jimmy, that we kind of keep in touch. We call, how you doing? What's up? Where you at? I heard you got a job. That kind of stuff. Nice. But I'm going to tell you something cute, and I don't know why it just hit me, because you talked about Godfather and Goodfellas, and we could debate, for the rest of our lives about those two movies. Francis Ford Coppola asked me to come in and meet him. And this is a couple of years ago, and I was very excited to meet Francis. This was, to me, he's a great director. He'll go down in history. And as I walked in, he stood up and he said, "Oh, you're like family."
Wow.
Wow. Why'd he say that?
I guess, being an Italian-American or whatever. But the way he stood up and greeted me, it was like, oh. Family.
It could have been you instead of Talia Shire. Who knows, Lorraine?
I think he was going to take his sister over me.
Oh, I think so, but, too. Yeah. But that's nice. That's a beautiful thing.
But I loved that that's how he greeted me. I was, I'm sure I was smiling ear to ear like an idiot.
Lorraine Bracco, 30 years after Goodfellas. Nah, but you have one big family, Godfather, Goodfellas, all the great ones. And I did read some stories yesterday. Mazar was a friend of yours, and I guess when she threw the Coke scale during that scene with Ray Liotta, she nearly took off Martin Scorsese's ear. And also, we know that Scorsese's mom was in the movie. She gave Joe Pesci the knife to carve up Billy Batts. And the dad called Robert De Niro to tell him that Pesci was dead. But your kids were in the movie. When you look back now, how great was that?
Great. Well, it was a really hard shoot. We worked, 15 hours a day. We were on location everywhere, all over New York, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan. I mean, we never stayed one place. For a very, very long time. It was all over the place. And I worked like a dog, and I did not get to see my kids. I would come home. I would literally make sure I took a shower, make sure I knew my lines for the next day, and then I would literally just drop into the bed. I would leave very early in the morning. And when Marty was casting the kids, I said, well, could you cast my kids so I could see them?
Wow. He said yes.
That
he
was
said
pretty
yes.
cool.
How about that?
Pretty cool. Look,
so,
you know Lorraine Bracco from Goodfellas, celebrating the 30th anniversary of the making of Goodfellas. There's one question that's out there about Goodfellas all the time. When Robert De Niro, he tries to get you towards the end of the movie to come in and take a look at some stolen product.
The dresses.
And you're all of a sudden, you're afraid, you run away. Was he really intending to, do you harm, or was he just going to show you the dresses? What do you think? What is your interpretation of that scene?
I think he was ready to bump me off, as they say.
Oh, okay.
Son of a... I see. Wow. That's why
well,
I like De Niro.
Think about it. Think about it. Without me in the picture, he would have less problems.
Right. You know what? But I thought it was great what you said in the post, too, and that is we have a habit, the great Lorraine Bracco, of glorifying some of these mob characters. I've done it my whole life. I love these guys. And you said, listen, the real-life Karen Hill wasn't so much fun. You know, think about what her husband was going through, what she went through when he was arrested, and then, of course, witness protection. I mean, the idea of glorifying, when you think about Karen Hill's life, and you portrayed it brilliantly, Lorraine, it wasn't all the glamour it looked like, right?
Oh, I mean, you know, yeah, I think that when they had to go, FBI agent wanted Henry to go into the witness protection plan. And Henry said, well, I want my wife and kids, which we understand. But, I mean, the sacrifice that she made to do that, I mean, couldn't see her parents. Her whole life was torn away. I mean, I think it was very, very sad.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. Listen, Lorraine Bracco, again, from not only Goodfellas, but, of course, The Sopranos. Lorraine, you're doing something currently. You're renovating a home. Now, listen, I've gotten into it in the past few months, HGTV. A lot of people staying home looking at it. And you're on a show, I believe it starts tonight, called My Big Italian Adventure, where you buy a home in Italy. And tell us about that.
So it starts October 30th, and like a crazy person, okay, because God knows, normal girls go out and buy a dress and shoes. I go buy property. I don't know what's wrong with me. So anyway, I'm reading, and I'm sure a lot of people read all these articles about in Italy selling these €1 houses in Sicily or in it, all over, you know, Italy. And even in France, I think they're doing it. And I was like, what? How could this be? How could this, you know? So I read the article and I'm intrigued. So I remember it was a Friday, and Friday night I'm like, you know, I'm going to get out a map and look where this place is, because I've been, as much as I've traveled all over the world, I've never been to Sicily. And I said, okay, I get a map out. I'm mapping out Palermo, where it is, Taormina. I'm looking all over Catania. And then I find this little hilltop town. And I was like, good, how interesting, €1. Meanwhile, €1 my ass, but okay.
Right.
So I said, you know, this is a great show for HGTV. This is great. This is what they do.
Sure.
They reno all these different houses, and why not do one in Sicily?
Brilliant.
So I call them up, and I go, listen, I have this idea. I send over the article, and they said, well, if you want to do it, we're in.
That was it, and they're in.
I said, well, I don't know if I want to do that, but I just thought it would be a great show for you people. And they were like, no, if you want to do it, we're in.
Nice. All right. That's beautiful. So it's October 30th.
So I went over.
Yeah.
I went over, and I met the mayor. I met all these people. Meanwhile, I don't speak Italian. Really, you know, I speak French because I lived in France for 10 years. But I met everybody there. I saw a whole bunch of these €1 houses, which are basically like townhouses in the city, which is a beautiful little town. I mean, it is spectacular.
The countryside's gorgeous. I'm looking at the pictures.
It is gorgeous, yes.
Oh, no, it's magnificent. Oh. It's also, you know, 10, 15 minutes from a gorgeous beachside. And I was like, okay, I'm in. I'm going to do this. And I really never did big renovations like this. I mean, I bought 3 walls is basically what I got for my €1.
3 walls. All right, well, October 30th, that all starts. 60 seconds to go, Lorraine Bracco. I appreciated also reading in the New York Post that you actually, it was your idea after Ray Liotta / Henry Hill gave you cash in the kitchen that morning to do what you did, ensuing that, which is which every man, of course, likes.
You improvise.
All right. But on the Sopranos front, I guess I'm going to assume here, Lorraine, that in your long, illustrious career, even dating back to Basketball Diaries, which we loved, that the saddest day of your life was when James Gandolfini passed away.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it came as a shock to me. And, I mean, I still don't believe it. How's that?
Yeah.
No. I still don't believe he's not here.
He was larger than life, and I think a lot of people feel the same way, exact way as you do, Lorraine. So it's tough to talk about, you did. You, not saying much says a lot.
Says a lot, yes. Well, listen, congratulations on the 30-year anniversary. It's always great to catch up with you. And please, when you're back in the city, come in the studio and say hello. We love you. Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right. You got it. The beautiful Lorraine Bracco.